among us. It's a little chilly in here. I am sorry about that. I have a warm cup of tea that I'm huddling into, and I see some people are creatively staying warm. So huddle in together, wear your jacket, get a cup of tea or a cup of coffee, and feel virtuous, knowing that you are gathered together today to sing and to pray and to give thanks to God anyway. Even if you're a little cold and maybe a little crabby, it's still good to gather together today. We can still give God thanks, and we can still praise God together. So let's do that. Our friend Diane, who is helping me lead worship today, she has composed a most beautiful hymn, and we're going to sing it together now and call one another to worship. The words are in your insert in your bulletin, and Diane is going to lead us.
Okay, so we're going to start with a little choir practice this morning. My voice isn't quite warmed up yet, so I'm depending on you guys.
Nobody's warmed up yet.
So we're going to sing through the chorus, and I'm just going to play the melody so that you have a chance to hear that. And then I'm going to go back to the verses. The entire song is printed on your insert, and if you want to join in with me at any point, love it if you would do that. But for sure, please sing the chorus. So, here we are.
Thank you.
a spirit of prayer. There are words printed in our bulletin, and we can share them together as we feel comfortable, as we feel awakened by the Spirit's calling. We can pray these words together and ground our hour of worship, saying, "Sometimes, God, my thirst for you is pushed aside, ignored, or simply quenched by something else, something more reasonable, something more popular than you. But you never go away. You never leave the depths of me. Like an underground spring, you are fresh and free, breaking through. Help me prepare a place for you in my heart and in my daily life." So it's week 2 of Lent. How's it going? You feeling the change is happening? Something new? Have you forgotten that it's Lent? Are you engaging? Are you trying out new practices for the season of Lent? Last week, I included in the bulletin a few creative options for how we might participate or engage a Holy Lent. Ways that we might give up things that we no longer need, or things that we might pick up or try on, practices that we would like. I know scientists say that it takes 30 days to cultivate a new habit. We know that. Christians are all about trying on new habits, engaging new practices. We are all for a transformed life. And this is how we do it. We try, and we try again, and we try again, and we try again. Right? So there's an insert in your bulletin this week. And I think that this is how we'll do it for the rest of the season of Lent. An insert with a morning prayer and an evening prayer. You don't have to do this. I don't know what practices you are trying. But if you haven't found a practice yet that you want to engage, this is an option. So every morning this week, take a moment, take 5 moments, and pray. If you want to, you can read through the beautiful words that Diane wrote for us, rooted in Psalm 51. And in the evening, I'll offer a different prayer practice. We tried this on Wednesday night. And for those of you who were here, thumbs up. It was thumbs up. Thumbs up for everybody. We engaged the practice of the Exomen, which is a monastic practice. And I included instructions for how one might practice the Exomen at the end of the day. Next week, I'll include a different prayer practice. We know that there are as many different ways to pray as there are people. So there's no right way to do this other than to do it. If you want to, I might encourage you to read through the scripture lesson, Romans 12, the whole chapter. What would happen if you read Romans 12 every day this week? Who knows? Give it a try. I invite you to continue in a spirit of prayer, I invite you to practice practicing a holy Lent. I invite you to pass the peace of Christ so that when you leave this place, you will continue to pass the peace of Christ. Will you pass the peace of Christ? You will.
Yeah.
I see it. And it's okay, isn't it? I'm not scared that my hands are cold too. I'm not scared about your hands. Your hand's nice and warm. Your arms are cold. We're not scared that our hands are different. We're enjoying that our hands are different. We're celebrating the differences of our hands. And we're also thankful that we have hands, right? It's really hard to do a lot of things if you don't have hands. So we're thankful that we have hands, and we're enjoying the differences between our hands because we can all do different things. Catherine can go like this. I can go like this. I type a lot with my hands. What do you do with your hands? Type? Do you type? Mm-hmm. You play with your hands? Do you play piano? Mm-hmm. You can, and look at what Austin can do. Oh my gosh. Oh, I can do that too. Yep, look at all the cool things we can do with our hands. We are not afraid of our differences. We celebrate our differences. And that is a very faithful response. That is amazing, Scarlett. Scarlett can do this with her hands. It's amazing. This is the faithful response. This is what we're talking about today in church. We're celebrating our differences and enjoying the gifts that God gives us. Our hands. Will you pray with me? Is it okay if we hold each other's hands? Will you pray? You don't have to hold hands. Thank you, God, for your good gifts of diversity and love. Amen. Amen. And there's Sally.
Sarah, that banner is made up of hands of people in the congregation, and so is the poster back here. They're all hands of people in the congregation.
It's a beautiful thing. And James has taken the kids.
Sacrifices. Therefore, I urge you, brothers, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God. This is your spiritual act of worship. Do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, His good, pleasing, and perfect will. For by the grace given me, I say to every one of you, do not think of yourself most highly than you ought, but rather think of yourself with sober judgment, in accordance with the measure of faith God has given you. Just as each of us has one body with many members, and these members do not all have the same function, so in Christ we are many form one body, and each member belongs to all the others. We have different gifts according to the grace given us. If a man's gift is prophesying, let him use it in proportion to his faith. If it is serving, let him serve. If he is teaching, let him teach. If he is encouraging, let him encourage. If it is contributing to the needs of others, let him give generously. If it is leading in worship, let him give. If it is the leadership, let him govern diligently. If he is showing mercy, let him do it cheerfully. The second part is about love. Love must be sincere. Hate what is evil. Cling to what is good. Be devoted to one another in brotherly love. Honor one another above yourselves. Never be lacking in zeal, but keep your spiritual fervor, serving the Lord. Be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, faithful in prayer. Share with God's people who are in need, and practice hospitality. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse. Rejoice with those who rejoice. Mourn with those who mourn. Live in harmony with one another. Do not be proud, but be willing to associate with people of low position. Do not be conceited. Do not repay anyone evil for evil. Be careful what you do in the right eyes of everyone. If it is possible, as far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone. Do not take revenge, my friends, but leave room for God's wrath. For it is written, "It is mine to avenge. I will repay," says the Lord. On the contrary, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him something to drink. In doing this, you will heap burning coals on his head. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good.
Read Romans 12 every day this week. I love reading the Message translation, and I've quoted some of the passages from the Message and the sermon today. I would love to provide you with a copy of the Message if you want it. Let me know. It's a good thing. And here I go. Christians are some of the dividingest people that we know. From the very beginning, Jesus rose in power to form his church, and we couldn't agree how it should be done. Paul's always saying, don't be a Christian like this, be a Christian my way. We've got four gospels in the canon, for crying out loud, and loads more that didn't make it. We have never seen eye to eye on this stuff. From the very beginning, we've not been able to work with that heretic, or that lunatic, or that blasphemer. We'll preach it correctly. We'll live it right. I'll protect the only way to be close to be God. And let those other ones, let them go to H-E double hockey stick. And I guess that breaking every so often, forming our own community, dividing is preferable to killing one another, which we've done. We've burned enough heretics to know that simply agreeing to disagree is better than killing one another, if those are our only options. Side note, why is killing anyone ever an option? Just asking for a friend. We've been living this divided, rule-driven, dualistic existence for a very long time. And God was getting kind of sick of it. And Jesus was like, let me go. I'll show them. I'll demonstrate life abundant and free and glorious. And so Jesus shows up, and Jesus and the boys are out walking around, and they're hungry. And Jesus is like, eat some food from this garden. And the boys are like, no, we can't do that. It's the Sabbath, Jesus. And Jesus is like, what? What do you mean? You've got some kind of rule against eating produce? And Jesus and the guys and the gang are all walking around, and Jesus ends up eating with everyone. Women, children, homeless people, businessmen. Jesus spent time with and got elbow to elbow with all kinds of bodies. Little bodies, big bodies, menstruating bodies, sick bodies, dying bodies, dead bodies. And Jesus accepted and loved them all. Jesus Jesus' body is so like, is just like our body. And so, in this way, Jesus shows us what wonderful things bodies can do. Jesus' body, God incarnate, God in the flesh, God in the meat is what it means. God in the body helps me, and I think helps us accept our bodies just the way they are. Zits, warts, farts, noses, and all. Everything comes from God. Everything happens through God. Everything ends up in God. Always glory, always praise. That's Romans 11, 36. So, believing these things, here's what I want you to do, God helping you. Take your everyday, ordinary life, your sleeping, eating, going to work, and walking around life, and place it before God as an offering. Romans 12, 1 and 2, that's from the Message. So every Diet Coke, every cup of tea, every bowl of Fruit Loops, this might just be me I'm talking about now, every email, every phone call, an offering, a gift. All of this gift, grace upon grace. Give thanks to God for all the good things in your life. Give thanks to God for your body. No, I'm serious. Like, take a moment now and thank God for your body, who works so hard. Thank your heart for beating. And even give thanks for the parts that you don't like, or the parts that you think are trying to kill you. Or for me, my nose. I hate my nose. I wish you were smaller, nose. But I'm glad you're there. And you help me breathe. And then, living as we all do, in pure grace, here we are. Christian community, we are a witness to the grace and goodness and power of God. Christian communities are testaments to the power of God. I would say all communities, but let's just start with ourselves first, okay? Because I know that we can really, really screw some of this up. But why should the world or anybody believe in new life? Because look at us. I mean, go ahead, it's okay, look at us. There's an old crabby pants. There's a drunk, there's one who's barely holding on, there's one who's been divorced twice, one that yelled at their dog before they came to church, there's one that yelled at their kids before they came to church, there's one that doesn't believe in God, and there's one that makes questionable fashion choices. And here we all are. And we who are many are one body. Each of us finds our meaning and our function as part of the body. And so we accept one another. Warts and all. Because we are honest about it. Because we are honest about our bodies, we become a place of healing, of forgiveness and acceptance. That becomes transformative. There are very few places, and I wish it were the church. There are very few places in this world that are accepting of all bodies and places of healing and forgiveness. And that is the mark of Christian community, that we accept one another. The radical acceptance of an incarnate life forever changed the world. We mark time before Jesus and after Jesus. It changed us, transformed us, and we maybe need to remember that. We're not so great at it anymore. I mean, just reading the daily news will tell you that. But this is the hope. This is the radical faith that Jesus lived, that we accept one another, that we accept the diversity of bodies, the diversity of expression, the diversity of life, and it is a testimony, a witness to the diversity of God. And through us and places like this, this is how people will recognize Jesus. That we are one. Love your neighbor as yourself. Love your neighbor because she is yourself. May it be so. We join to sing Gentle Shepherd. It's in your skinny green book. So we lift and open our hearts to God and to one another. And we can pray as it's printed in our bulletins. You can pray saying, O Christ, who is living water, who is deep calling to deep, who call us to carry hope to the hopeless, love to the lost, and water to the thirsty. Fill me with your love, so that I may participate in your way, and freely offer what you freely give. Help us to pray. We can pray for our families. We can pray for families everywhere. We can pray for clarity and discernment. For ease of suffering. We can pray for clean water and creation and for endangered species. Concerns that you would like to share aloud to the community, the body of Christ.
Pete Bergman is home. Barb made him stay home from church today. And so they are recovering and resting at home. And please pray for the people of Christ Church New Zealand. We started serving coffee today. Each Sunday I will try to have a cart out there so you can have coffee. All I ask is please, if you bring your coffee cup in this room, please take it out and put it on the cart so it gets back downstairs. Thank you.
I would like a prayer for me and for maybe all of us to see everybody that we meet in the day, to see ourselves inside of them.
Thank you.
I am with Joy. My dad is home from the hospital. He had a mass removed from his colon and it is not cancerous. So just pray for a speedy recovery because he's going a little stir crazy.
Thanks.
I would like continued prayers for my mom. She was in the hospital all last week. She is still very ill. She's in rehab now, waiting for her surgery to be scheduled. So I just pray that she can gain some more strength and that the surgery can be scheduled soon.
Thank you for sharing. We can continue to pray. We pray without ceasing. And there are words that help us, that guide us, that shape us. Words that become embedded deep within our bones. I think that these are some words like that. And in this gift, we can pray then together, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven,
be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
We continue in a spirit of prayer, and we continue our Lenten practice. We engage the practice of giving. We who have received, we give. And in this way, our lives are shaped by generosity and peace. I invite us to practice what we say we are so that we become who we say we are. May we be generous, gracious people following Christ. I invite us to give and receive our morning offering. These beautiful quilts, these handmade, homemade quilts made with love, are going to places of need. People in our community of faith who need a little love and warmth, and also Safe Haven and some other places of care. We are going to bless these quilts before we get them. I would love it if If people who are able to or feel willing to come and place their hands on these quilts. I can't put my hands on all of them. And we get to, since we're the body, we get to bless our quilts. Anybody willing to help bless our quilts? And if you are staying right where you are, that is a great and beautiful thing. Maybe you can open your hands, or maybe put your hands on your heart, or just sit and look lovely. And we will bless our quilts. Bless, O God, the giving of these quilts, that those who receive them will know how much they are loved. May these quilts be a tangible and outward sign of an inward and spiritual grace. May these quilts be a witness to your power, to your love, your healing, and your peace. May these quilts and the making of them bind us all together with threads of love and patches of color and beauty. Thank you, O God. Amen. Thank you for doing that. Thank you so much for blessing these quilts. Are there other announcements that you have today that you'd like to share? I know there are announcements in our bulletin and sometimes in our newsletters. Lots of ways to engage in our community of faith.
Well, I just want to tell you about something today. You've probably seen in your bulletins every Tuesday and Wednesday morning, it says Parents and Pals Playtime. Well, what is that all about anyway? And I'm going to tell you. Every Tuesday and Wednesday morning from 10 until noon, we have open playtime for some little people and their parents, whatever, or nannies. We have quite a few nannies that come too. And we meet now in the upper classroom. We used to meet in the basement, but we were kind of in the way once in a while, and we had to get rid of our toys and put the mats away and everything. Now we have access to the upper classroom, and we love it. Mm-hmm. The kids can play. We've got a big mat area. We don't have to take it down. We can leave the toys out. We love it up there. This last week, it's been great time. We had 12 little people.
We had bushels and bushels of kids. It was amazing.
We had bushels of kids, and we had three new families through the week, too. And one of the ladies that brought her little ones said she had gone to nursery school here in kindergarten, and she saw that we were having playtime for children, so she brought her children here. And it's great. It's just wonderful. We have such a good time. We're here from 10 until noon. If you ever want to come and see what we do, come on up. We'd love to have you. If you want to help someday, there is a young father who stays with us. He's here every day, and he helps put things out and helps do these things. And I'm usually hanging around, too. But if you'd ever want to come and help us and see what happens up there, just come on up. We have a good time. We don't have any structured lessons or anything else. We just play and have fun. And to see these little ones from little on up, and then you see them now, they're walking and marching around, and it's just wonderful. We really have a good time, and we thank you for letting us do this too. Thank you.
Oh, Anita.
Oh, sorry. The late thank you to everybody who donated for our pajama nights at Myers-Wilkins. It was postponed three times because of snow, and I was busy with a drumming engagement with our older kids, so I didn't get to take pictures this year. But the kids were very thankful, and we're very thankful for all your donations.
Mm. Thank you. Holy smokes. Well, that grows on fire today.
I just wanted to speak about the mom dinner that's this Friday, Saturday. Jennifer and I have been coordinating with the student group at UMD to make sure this happens. It's going to be quite an event. They're looking for 150 people. That's what they're preparing food for. So it's semi-formal. So it's going to be a nice affair. They're doing a style show. and have their food, and it's going to be nice. So, what time? Well, I think it's in the bulletin. Saturday, they're going to start cooking at 9 o'clock in the morning, and they may be contacting the news people, so I'm not sure if there might be some coverage on this event also. So, just want to let you know. 5 o'clock is the dinner. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's in the social hall downstairs.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Behind you, Sue.
Our soup suppers, our little Wednesday worship and soup suppers have been very good. Last week we didn't have any soup makers, so we had pizza, and that was okay. But now this week we have two soup makers, so we're good with soup. Somebody's going to bring bread if somebody wants to bring a cookie. And a carrot stick or a salad or something, that would be good. Mm-hmm. Whatever we have, that's what we'll have. And by the time church is over, I will have the sign-up sheets for Easter flowers and be back here as you walk out.
Good. Bring more than a cookie. Bring a couple.
I also forgot to say that kitchen cleaning, nobody showed up yesterday, so I have a list on the tables downstairs as to what needs to be done, and if you can come on your own and check something off, that would be great. We'll be planning other kitchen cleaning days until everything is done, so if you have any questions, just talk to me. Thanks.
Thanks, sir.
I make earrings, and I made some to raise money for the March Food Share. It's anything that you donate to Chum Food Shelf gets doubled or tripled by corporations during March. And this year I'm doing it towards school, because whichever math teacher gets the most money collected and food collected gets a root beer float party 5 hours a day.
Help that happen. Not the root beer float. Next. Okay.
If you haven't discovered our puzzle shelf back in the Matheson room, please take a peek. There are quite a few puzzles to choose from. Different, difficult, fairly easy. I just bought a 300, a 500, and a 750 piece puzzle if you like the smaller ones. But if you want the challenge, we have 1,000 piece puzzles. So just take them home, do them, and bring them back, okay? Thank you.
I will not be here next Sunday. Reverend Barb Serna Werner from Harbor House will be preaching. And we don't have yet anybody who has volunteered to lead worship. She's a wonderful preacher, and she will preach and benedict us, but we need somebody to greet everybody and to stand up here and kind of be a wonderful, gracious host and welcome Barb when she arrives. Are there people who would love to try it out, who feel the call, who maybe want to lead worship? Kind of like I do. I don't have to do it perfectly, because, you know, you watch me do it all the time, so you know that it doesn't have to be perfect. Just be present and available. If you're interested, if you feel God calling you, let me know. It would be wonderful to have somebody on Sunday. And I will be on vacation. I'm leaving on Thursday and will come back the next Friday. So the 21st to the 29th, I think. And Reverend Cynthia Coffin Langdon is on call. But please call the office if you have an emergency. And also our friend Sally has graciously agreed to, if there is something that comes up or that you need to talk through or somebody gets sick. But talk to Sally, too. I'm so happy to be your pastor, but also I'm so happy to be able to go on vacation. So thank you for that. And I will, and just so you know, nothing can happen while I'm gone. And I'll be back. I invite us to join to sing. There's a wideness in God's mercy. 121 in your heart. want you to rise as you are able in body or in spirit.